White. Battle Creek, Michigan, November 22, 1873. My dear son, Edson, I have had a season of earnest prayer for you. You may have some trouble to bring your will into submission to God's will, but this must be done. We are in a world where it is easy to make mistakes, where wrong feelings will take possession of the mind. When we are not aware of it, our feelings may grow strong and overbear judgment. Keep a tight rein upon your impulses. Let them not lead you into difficulty. Only think before acting. Do nothing with a hasty spirit. In short, do as well as you know, and I shall have no fears for you. You have had great light, which makes your responsibility greater. You should be far advanced in an intelligent Christian experience and in the knowledge of how to overcome and gain precious daily victories. God has given you ability. You have tact, which, if sanctified, will qualify you to do a good work in helping others in the way of life. These talents, lent you of God, if put to a wrong use, aid Satan in his work and will ruin souls. The religion of Christ alone can give right direction to the cultivated intellect. Men may honor your intellect, but if it is not wedded to true goodness, they will despise your heart. We dedicated you to God as soon as you were born. In the arms of our faith, in prayer when you were a babe in your mother's arms, we gave you to Jesus. While we were in the Rocky Mountains, your father and mother have presented your case to God, and we believe He will help you. With you, there is danger of procrastination. Jesus calls you to do work for Him. Will you do it? You may, if you will dedicate yourself wholly to God. Act a part worthy of that intellect which God has given you. Your independence leads you and guides you too much. Independence is good if it is subordinate to reason, and if your will is under the control of an enlightened conscience. Light, light from heaven, is what you want. It is shining about you on every side. You have had privileges which few young men have had. Make the most of present opportunities. Do not be afraid to devote yourself to the task of slow self-culture. A work is before you to search critically your own heart and test your motives of action. This will require persevering effort. It is a work that needs to be done daily. You may, with perseverance, conquer the enemy. You may subdue strong traits of character. You may bring your will into subjection to the will of God. I believe you do try hard. Do not be discouraged if you sometimes fail. Try again. We have a pitying Redeemer who knoweth our infirmities. Every victory gained through successful conflict will be an advance step toward heaven. Never falter, my son. The prize of eternal life is worth a lifelong, persevering, untiring effort. The work of battling against your own defects is yours. No one can do this work for you. We all have this work to do for ourselves. If you lack resolution and manly courage to correct your errors, fearing others will think you are odd and weak and singular, you will, my son, lose the golden opportunity so graciously given you, and may fasten the chains of darkness about yourself. The Lord is in earnest with us. Truth is precious. If we could have a just sense of the value of truth and favor of God, we would make it the first business of our life to search for it as for hidden treasures. God bless my Edson is my prayer daily. Mother.